We're going to go to another caller now. Janie in Victorville. Hello, Janie.
Hello, thank you very much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have been listening to your CD for about 5 days now, and it is completely changing me, and I just wanted to thank you for that.
That's a beautiful thing to my ears. You're more patient with your children.
I am trying.
No, but you are. Otherwise, you couldn't be changing.
Very true.
See, that's the test. Suddenly, from nowhere comes this natural ability, and you're not doing it yourself. Something's doing it. It's making you patient with your beautiful children. And your children, that's what the patience that confronts the naughtiness. It isn't you. Your will is a divine will operating through you, which is patient. Impatience is the dark side.
Absolutely. I have been struggling for so long, ever since the moment I found out I was pregnant 2 years ago, to ensure that I wouldn't pass on the brokenness in me to my children. And it hasn't been until I've heard your show that I've found out how to do that.
I am so glad you made my day.
Well, thank you.
Anything else you want to say, or you want to leave it alone for a couple of days and call me back again?
I do have a question for
you. Okay. All right. Fire away.
I've been listening to the CD, just confronting whatever arises that's letting me know what the problem is.
Yes.
And I'm so resentful. I was so resentful that my husband left again to go back to Iraq.
Oh, dear.
That he doesn't understand what it requires of me to do this completely alone, without any friends, without any family. And I was sitting there, and I was thinking about all of this, and I was just feeling it. And you wouldn't believe it, just out of nowhere, it hit me that I'm not resentful towards my husband for leaving. I'm still resentful for my father leaving.
There you go. You thought you forgave your father, didn't you?
I did.
I know, but you just projected it on a new person, your husband. All women do that. That's why the man's always in the doghouse and poor guy doesn't understand it.
Right. I mean, it was just something. I felt so liberated. It's on cloud nine. I just couldn't believe it.
No, I couldn't have told you that. You saw it for yourself. Don't you see the beauty of it? Don't you see?
Simple.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's always simple. Each realization will produce another one and another one. And slowly but surely, less and less will appear, and you will become a free, productive human being. And there's no telling what will come from you now, how your family will blossom.
Well, I'm so excited. You know, this is...
No, don't get excited now. Don't get excited because you lose it.
Okay. Well, maybe that's what happened then, because in all that anger, you know, it came to me, the realization...
You felt relieved. You felt relieved, but don't get excited. Don't claim it. When you get excited, it's like you did it.
Right.
So just be thankful.
Well, it was the next day that I started to feel a depression hit me the same way the anger hit me. So I sat down and I felt it. And I kept waiting. I kept waiting for something to come to me to let me know why I was feeling it, and nothing came. And I just felt so drained.
No, I know, but the point is, you've got to wait a little longer. In other words, since you got such a quick revelation that was liberating, your ego will kick in and think, oh, well, now all you have to do is be quiet, and it will come right away. But it doesn't. It doesn't work that way at all. You're just going to have to learn to quietly not resent, knowing you are depressed, and knowing that it has something to do with anger, old anger bubbling to the surface, and a part of you that doesn't want to face it. But part of you will trick you into doing what you just said. So if you're depressed, sense that something is coming to the surface, but it will come to the surface its own time, and not when you try to push it. And let it go, and just bear the anxiety of it, and don't resent experiencing it. Experience it without adding resentment towards it. See how you've added a sin to sin by getting resentful and frustrated towards nothing happening.
Yes.
Got it?
Oh.
See, it's almost like you've claimed that you can do it. No, of yourself, you can do nothing. Now you've learned a lesson. The depression gets worse if you get frustrated because nothing happens, because you're demanding it. Okay, God, show me more. No, it doesn't work that way. See?
Right.
I'm ready now. No, you're not. He knows when you're ready. It came to you, that realization about your father came to you all on its own when you least expected it, right?
Yeah, it sure did.
Well, it'll all happen that way. So just be patient now and have a good night's sleep.
No, thank you very much.
Okay.